Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that name which is always above every name. We continue to invite you to listen and profit from the study of God's Word, the great story in the book of Exodus, relating to the deliverance of God's earthly people when He brought them out of Egypt long ago. We repeat that the great lesson to be obtained from this story is that wonderful story of the gospel, with a deliverance that is greater than that which was effectually wrought by God through His servant Moses when he led his nation out of Egyptian bondage many centuries ago. My beloved radio friend, the desire of heart is this, as well as being the will of God, that many sinners will be delivered out of the power of sin and Satan's authority, brought into a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, their Savior. For there is only one Savior. Well has it been stated, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all, 1 Timothy chapter 2, 5 and 6. We declare faithfully that God desires to save and to deliver your precious soul and mine from the power of men, the penalty and the presence of sin, and from the dominion of Satan, and from the doom of an eternal hell. In the book of Exodus, we continue in chapter 6 today, for we have learned at the close of chapter 5 that instead of delivering and finding the people of Israel released, we noted that when God demanded the release of His people through Moses, Pharaoh made it more difficult, and the burdens were greater, and the sufferings more intense for the Israelites. Now let us be reminded that this is very typical of the devil. For what we are looking at, that which we are emphasizing, is not only the literal story of the people of Israel, but rather the contest between God Himself on one hand and Satan on the other. My beloved friend, let us realize that in this world, the mass of humanity, they are either under the dominion of the devil, though they may not know it and even realize it, or they are under the dominion of Christ. You cannot serve two masters. You either belong to Christ or you belong to the devil and are serving him. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world that He might deliver us, and He gave Himself upon the cross that He might deliver us from this evil world and according to the will of God our Father. Very truthfully and frankly, the world is on the way to hell. Now God wrote that fact in Psalm chapter 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And if you want the candid truth, you must take it from the Word of God, telling that the world is headed under sin and under Satan. And as you listen to that word, God says it is on the way to hell. My beloved friend, God does not wish you nor me to go there, for our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, gave Himself for our sins, that He might save you and me from going there. We repeat again, though God by His Spirit, through the preaching of the gospel of His grace, may be dealing perhaps with your soul today, that bids you to come to Christ, and you may refuse, and the devil keeps you from doing it. But God is determined in His will to save you. And unlike Israel, may I read, as we note, the closing verse of chapter 5 in the book of Exodus. We listen to the complaint of Moses when saying to God, "Since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people, nor hast thou delivered thy people at all." Evidently, Moses thought it was time for God to fulfill what he had promised. And he complains, "I've had nothing but trouble since I've been speaking to Pharaoh. And the people of Israel have been getting much worse treatment." But let me exhort. Let us realize, as Moses had to, we cannot expect to have an easy victory. Not when you have the devil to contend against. But now we go to chapter 6 of our lesson in the book of Exodus. We would read the words of God beginning at verse 1, going down through for a part of it. And here we shall see God's determined will. For we read, "The Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do for Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses, and said unto him, I am the Lord, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you in unto the land, concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and I will give it to you for an heritage. I am the Lord." Beloved, we can only stop right at this very moment where we have just finished reading and ask that we would realize immediately. Please note this very carefully. The determined will of God and the sovereign decree that he would do what he had promised for his people. But I wish you to note something very special in the reading of this portion, particularly in verse 3, where God says to Moses, "I appeared unto Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob by one name, the name of God Almighty." But then God went on to say, "I am going to reveal myself to you and my people by my name of Jehovah, by which I have never been known." Now, beloved, may I state, when you now read the name of Jehovah, which for the first time in the Old Testament is written here, it is a redemptive title belonging to God. It is his name of redemption. God actually saying by it, "I will be a deliverer and I will be a redeemer for my people." My beloved friend, may I state emphatically and specifically, this name Jehovah has been attributed in the Word of God to the very person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is the redemption name that belongs to him, for he is the Jehovah of the Old Testament. He is also the Jehovah Jesus of the New Testament. Now, beloved, as you and I think of the divine intervention and the sovereign decree and the determined will of God relative to the redemption of his earthly people Israel, let us, for the greater story of the gospel as we consider it, let us thank God. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world to be the world's Redeemer. Now, in our story in the book of Exodus, it is only the redemption of one nation, the redemption of one particular group of people, God's earthly people Israel. Though they may have multiplied, and they did in the land of Egypt, yet God declares, I will be your Redeemer. I have established my covenant with them through Abraham, through Isaac, and through Jacob, and I have heard their groaning. Please may I reemphasize, if you will read verses 7 and 8 again, the emphatic declaration, God saying, I will. My beloved, let me state this, for it is an amazing fact in relation to our story here. No Pharaoh, no ruler upon the earth, no earthly power, not even the devil nor his demons, are able to destroy the divine purposes of God and his determined will. Oh, I would speak very faithfully to any of my unsaved listeners. May I emphasize to you with joy, with assurance from the Word of God, that it is written, God desires to save men, women, boys, and girls. He is not only desirous to save them, he is willing to save, and ready to save, and able to save them, even now. Has not Peter written well in 2 Peter chapter 3 that God is not willing that any should perish? Has it not been written by Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 2 that God is desirous that all men should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? Please let me state, just as God proved his determined will to save Israel and deliver them, may I state he has proved by the great giving of his Son, our Redeemer upon the cross of Calvary, his desire to save you and me. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us out from this present evil world. My beloved radio friend, has he saved you? Will you not let him? Will you not come to that blessed Savior and Redeemer today? Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, sanctify thy truth in the power of the Spirit for the glory of our Lord Jesus. Amen.